Stegosaur. As the Land Cruiser came to a stop, Ellie Sattler stared through the plumes of steam at the Stegosaurus. It was standing quietly, not moving. A jeep with a red stripe was parked alongside it.
I have to admit, that's a funny-looking animal, Malcolm said.
The Stegosaurus was 20 feet long with a huge, bulky body and vertical armor plates along its back. The tail had dangerous-looking 3-foot spikes, but the neck tapered to an absurdly small head with a stupid gaze, like a very dumb horse. As they watched, a man walked around from behind the animal.
That's our vet, Dr. Harding, Regis said over the radio. He's anesthetized the stego, which is why it's not moving. It's sick.
Grant was already getting out of the car, hurrying toward the motionless stegosaur. Ellie got out and looked back as the second Land Cruiser pulled up and the two kids jumped out.
What's he sick with? Tim said.
They're not sure, Ellie said.
The great leathery plates along the stegosaur's spine drooped slightly. It breathed slowly, laboriously, making a wet sound with each breath.
Is it contagious? Lex said.
They walked toward the tiny head of the animal, where Grant and the vet were on their knees, peering into the stegosaur's mouth. Lex wrinkled her nose.
This thing sure is big, she said, and smelly.
Yes, it is. Ellie had already noticed the stegosaur had a peculiar odor, like rotting fish. It reminded her of something she knew but couldn't quite place. In any case, she had never smelled a stegosaur before. Maybe this was its characteristic odor. But she had her doubts. Most herbivores did not have a strong smell, nor did their droppings. It was reserved for the meat-eaters to develop a real stink.
Is that because it's sick? Lex asked.
Maybe. And don't forget the vets tranquilized it.
Ellie, have a look at this tongue, Grant said. The dark purple tongue drooped limply from the animal's mouth. The vet shone a light on it so she could see the very fine silvery blisters.
Microvesicles, Ellie said. Interesting.
We've had a difficult time with these stegos, the vet said. They're always getting sick.
What are the symptoms? Ellie asked.
She scratched the tongue with her fingernail. A clear liquid exuded from the broken blisters.
Ugh, Lex said.
Imbalance, disorientation, labored breathing, and massive diarrhea, Harding said. Seems to happen about once every 6 weeks or so.
They feed continuously?
Oh, yes, Harding said. Animal this size has to take in a minimum of 500 or 600 pounds of plant matter daily just to keep going. They're constant foragers.
Then it's not likely to be poisoning from a plant, Ellie said. Constant browsers would be constantly sick if they were eating a toxic plant, not every 6 weeks.
Exactly, the vet said.
May I? Ellie asked.
She took the flashlight from the vet.
You have pupillary effects from the tranquilizer, she said, shining the light in the stegosaur's eye.
Yes, there's a meiotic effect. Pupils are constricted.
But these pupils are dilated, she said.
Harding looked. There was no question. The stegosaur's pupil was dilated and did not contract when light shone on it.
I'll be damned, he said. That's a pharmacological effect.
Yes.
Ellie got back on her feet and looked around.
What is the animal's range?
About 5 square miles.
In this general area, she asked.
They were in an open meadow with scattered rocky outcrops and intermittent plumes of steam rising from the ground. It was late afternoon, and the sky was pink beneath the lowering gray clouds.
The range is mostly north and east of here, Harding said, but when they get sick, they're usually somewhere around this particular area.
It was an interesting puzzle, she thought. How to explain the periodicity of the poisoning? She pointed across the field.
You see those low, delicate-looking bushes?
West Indian lilac, Harding nodded. We know it's toxic. The animals don't eat it.
You're sure?
Yes, we monitor them on video, and I've checked droppings, just to be certain. The stegos never eat the lilac bushes.
Melia azedarach, called chinaberry or West Indian lilac, contained a number of toxic alkaloids. The Chinese use the plant as a fish poison.
They don't eat it, the vet said.
Interesting, Ellie said, because
Otherwise, I would have said that this animal shows all the classic signs of Melia toxicity. Stupor, blistering of the mucous membranes, and pupillary dilatation.
She set off toward the field to examine the plants more closely, her body bent over the ground.
You're right, she said. Plants are healthy, no sign of being eaten, none at all.
And there's the 6-week interval, the vet reminded her.
The stegosaurs come here how often?
About once a week, he said. Stegos make a slow loop through their home range territory, feeding as they go. They complete the loop in about a week.
But they're only sick once every 6 weeks.
Correct, Harding said.
This is boring, Lex said.
Shh, Tim said. Dr. Sattler is trying to think.
Unsuccessfully, Ellie said, walking farther out into the field. Behind her, she heard Lex saying,
Anybody want to play a little pickle?